every day. It's getting closer.
And speaking of every day, it's Taco Tuesday. Welcome to the show. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. This is Speak Out 2.0 on KNTR. We're live from the Laughlin Mall every weekday. And the program is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center on Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. And today we're starting off with two guests. We have a mom and a student, and the student is the real guest. Hi, Kyle.
Hello.
Kyle Colby went to Washington, D.C. When did you go?
June 13th to June 20th.
Yeah, 7 days, and it cost you how much?
Free.
Free?
Yeah.
Free?
Yeah.
So, how does it become free?
Well, basically, I was informed by my county supervisor, Hilde Angus, that they had this youth tour for Washington, D.C., and this was for high school students that were juniors, I believe, and basically, all I had to do was write an essay about, like, an amendment that I thought was important. And then, once I qualified for that, I was able to give, like, a presentation on the future of energy storage and whatnot. And I happened to get first place in that, so I was able to go to D.C. for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good thing you're friends with Hilde.
Yeah.
She was on yesterday. Yeah, she was our guest yesterday. So, Mojave Electric Cooperative has this program. And then how many of you guys went from our area?
Six.
Six of you.
Yeah.
So six students from Bullhead City. All Mojave High?
No, there was one from Malk.
Okay. River Valley?
No. Just
okay.
Mojave and Malk.
So the six of you, I guess when you leave Bullhead, you become friends right away. Did you already know some of them?
I knew all of them except for the Malk person. And not going to lie, I was kind of worried that, like, oh, no, I won't click with them. But I was able to become friends with all of them. Even people that weren't from my area, I became friends with.
So how many people are on your, I'll just say social media, because I don't know what you're into. I mean, your mom and I are on Facebook, but you're into Snapchat and all that other stuff. How many people that you met back there on the tour from other schools and other states are on your social media?
I like to be kind of, like, selective with my social media.
Oh.
So I think it was just about, like, 5 to 8.
Oh, okay.
No more than 10, though.
All right. Once you get to D.C., how large is the group that you're with?
Oh, we had, like, 50 people from all of Arizona.
Okay. All from electric co-op programs?
Yeah, all throughout Arizona.
And do you know how MEC comes up with the money? Because it doesn't come off of our bill, right?
I don't think so. We had a presentation about the whole thing on the first day, but I honestly forgot about all of it. But it definitely...
Left through that presentation, huh?
I didn't sleep through it, but it was just like the other 6 days full of all this stuff. It just...
That was more important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I understand that, you know, once a year, your mom knows, once a year we get this check from MEC, which is kind of like a... Because we're members. And, okay, you turn up your microphone over there. There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so we get this little check. Well, it can be, I think mine last year was like $200 or something like that. Well, for people that have moved or passed away, that goes into a special fund. Mm. And that is what paid for you guys to go. And there's a word for it.
Unclaimed funds.
Unclaimed funds. Yeah. And so that group of funds is what sent you to Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Yeah. So MEC gets to select what they do with that unclaimed funds, and they decided to make it educational and put the money towards education and send six students from Bullhead City to Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yeah. So you get there, and who meets you at the airport? If you say Donald Trump, I'm throwing you out.
No, it wasn't Donald Trump.
Okay.
But... Like, when we arrived there, you meet us at the airport, no
chaperone
one
chaperone or somebody?
No, we had our chaperones fly with us.
Oh,
they
okay.
were all people from Arizona as well. And actually, also, we had two people from California.
Okay.
They only had, like, one co-op throughout the entirety of California who participated or whatever. But, yeah, we had two Californian people. But all of our chaperones, they flew with us. They were on the plane with us. And when we arrived in Phoenix, we were all split up into, like, individual groups that were completely random. It wasn't based on our co-ops or anything. So I had people from, like, that I've never seen before in my group.
Right.
Which allowed me to connect with more people, I suppose. But we had our chaperones assigned to us in Phoenix, and then we slept in the hotel. Then we flew to Washington, D.C., and everyone was already there.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So then the 50 people from Arizona, you guys all knew each other at the hotel and in Phoenix before you, or kind of?
Yeah, it was, especially for me, because I came from immediately from summer camp to this, so I was, like, physically drained already. So,
what summer camp were you at?
I went to a student council camp.
Are you in the student council?
I am.
Okay, and what would Mr. Lipinski say about you?
He'd say, I'm the best. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, my God.
Above adequate.
Okay, all right. So what's your position in student council?
Currently, I will be in like a month, student body, public relations / spirit coordinator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're the PR guy.
Yes.
So you'll be working with the media.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You'll have to give me your email so I can send you a cheat sheet. Since I did that for 18 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I can give you some little clues and stuff.
All right, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Take the clues.
Yeah. So you leave that camp, and then you turn around and go on this trip.
Yeah.
And you hit the ground running when you get there?
Yeah, because it was a student council camp, and it's literally just like screaming for 4 days straight.
Right.
And just like being energetic. So I was already like, ha ha ha, when I got there. Like, my wackiness levels were already at like maximum.
You have wackiness levels?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And you took them with you to DC?
No, at the hotel. I definitely mellowed out at the hotel. But I was like peak wacky when I got there. So I was like laughing and like getting social with everybody. But then I went to my room. My roommate was kind of like, eh. So I was like, okay. Because, he was from one of the, he was from this one Native American co-op. So they all spoke like Navajo for the most part.
Oh.
But, or at least some of them did. But a lot of them were very bilingual, and I don't think he spoke English very well. So I was kind of just, like, chilling in my room, and I definitely, like, calmed down as I woke up. Because we woke up at, like, 6, and we had to rush to this airplane, and I had to carry this big, fat bag, like, down a block. So
that brought your wackiness down?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good. So then when you get to D.C. and you all land, and then are you guys all on one plane?
Yeah.
Is it just you guys?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the classes of the plane,
right.
But we were not in the first. We were definitely towards, like, the back.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it was just like...
They always put the kids in the back.
Yeah, it was literally just like all the normal plane passengers, and then just like... At one point, just cut off, and it just...
It was all kids.
Yeah.
Yep, that's where they want them, in the back, all by themselves.
Yeah.
If they put a wall up, they could have in the middle of the plane. So, then when you get to D.C., what's the schedule like?
Basically, we have one day where we're still just like... We had one immediate day where we just went on the plane, landed, and chilled at the hotel and, like, unpacked and was able to walk around and whatnot. Then the first day... Oh, actually, no, on the first day, still, we did some nighttime browsing, if I may call it, where we pretty much went to the Jefferson Memorial, the Martin Luther King Memorial, all these different memorials for Franklin Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt and whatnot, and we were just walking around next to the Washington Monument at night,
right.
Viewing all these little monuments and quotes on the wall that were carved in and whatnot, and then... After that, we pretty much left.
And Jefferson alone at night is pretty awesome.
It was. The lighting was amazing.
I know. I've been there. Yeah. I, with the fire department one time, I was there for a 2-day class. Well, before I had my knee replaced, I was a jogger. And so I would jog early in the mornings. So I packed all my gear, got there, and I ran a little after 5 o'clock in the morning. And got up to Lincoln. And I was the only one there at 5 o'clock
wow.
in the morning. And I thought, wow, this is before smartphones. But I thought, what a moment, you know, just me and Abe. And so, yeah, you get into those, you know, those monuments and you see them at night. They're totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the next day, you take off. What's your first stop?
I don't remember exactly, but it was probably just, like, eating breakfast somewhere. And then we went to this whatever historical place. Then we talked about it. And then we went to lunch. And then we probably went to the mall. So that was, like, our main area for the most part.
Now, when you're talking mall, you're talking the mall.
Yeah, the
right.
mall.
Yeah, not
American
the shopping
mall.
Yeah, not shopping malls. You're talking about the mall between Lincoln and Washington.
Yes.
Right, yeah. And then, what was your favorite part of the trip?
I think if I had to choose one favorite part, probably the Capitol building. Not necessarily being inside of it, but just being on the outside and seeing, like, the monumental, like, scale of
right.
just the entire building. And, I mean, that happened with, like, a lot of things there, whether it's the Capitol or the Washington Monument or what have you, but I think the Capitol definitely left, like, the most impact on me, just standing there and being like, whoa, that's a big building.
Well, that, and when you think about that's all the decisions that take place in our country in that
yeah.
building. You know, that's where Congress meets, you know, and that's where they argue and fight and pass bills and everything and send it off to the president for signature. So
yeah.
When you were touring the Capitol, did they get you down in the rotunda?
Oh, yeah. That was yeah. It was, if for all the listeners that don't know, the rotunda is like this massive dome at the top of it. And on the top, there was this massive mural of Washington and, like, all these, like, Greek gods and him, like, ascending to the heavens and whatnot. And then below it, there was this entire longer mural that went around the entire building that was, like, the history of not just the United States, but, like, America in general, like, the entire landmass. And it started with, like, Christopher Columbus landing with the Native Americans and whatnot. And then it went all the way around throughout the history, and it ended with, like, airplanes and stuff. And they started it in, like, the late 1800s, and they ended it in, like, they started in the early 1800s, and they ended in, like, 1920, I think.
Wow.
So it was just, like, people were constantly adding more stuff to it.
And then there were statues in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And did they show you the trick with the floor?
I don't know. Sounds like something they would do, but I don't remember.
You would stand at one end of the room, and with that rotunda, the way the building was designed, if you stood at one end of the room and you were having a conversation on the phone, somebody at the other end could hear you, your part of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the way across the room.
Oh,
they
no,
usually
they
show
do
people that.
No.
You know, they'll stand, a guy, you know, like your tour guide will walk over and he'll start talking to the floor, and you guys will be standing over
oh,
there,
wow.
and you'll be able to hear him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's just because of the acoustics and the way the building was built. I don't think that was the goal.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because they found out that back in the days, that's where the Congress met, was in that room, you know, when it was in the 1800s, when it was small.
Yeah.
And that's where they met. And they quickly found out that someone is listening to what we're saying. How are they finding out what's going on here? And sure enough, it was the building.
Yeah.
You know, so they could sit there and they could listen to what was being said. Just by being quiet and taking notes, you could hear that person over there on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you go through all the museums too?
A lot of them, yeah. I went to as many as I could, but I feel like I was definitely a lot more like museum based than some people. So I'd be, and you needed a partner to go. So for some cases, I'd have to, like, kind of beg people to be like, please go with me.
Like, I'm never going to come back here again. Probably. I just want to go.
But
so what was your favorite museum?
I don't even know if I could choose one, honestly. But I feel like if I had to list one, like, the art museum and the nature museum, definitely, like, A tier. As well as the African and Asian art museums, those were definitely really interesting to be in as well.
Good.
So those are I feel like those are definitely like A tier museums, like the top, the
Great.
Best of the best.
Okay, let us take a break, and we'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more about your trip to Washington D.C.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is a 4-star skilled nursing facility designed to help patients with their long and short-term skilled nursing needs. Legacy prides itself on its attention to details and individualized care. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy is under new management and is locally owned and operated. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill. Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Summer's here. Hydration is important for it every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Wow!
Yep, that's what you'll get when you pick up a white sheet.
Wow!
That's what you'll say when you read the white sheet.
Wow!
That's what you'll experience when you use the white sheet. Have you picked up a white sheet lately? It'll put you in the...
Wow!
The white sheet is your bargain destination. Local businesses, individuals, selling items you're looking for. Are you a coupon shopper? The white sheet is loaded. It's user-friendly. Find it in front of just about every business or easily access the white sheet from your fingertips at whitesheetonline.net. Get the...
Wow!
Factor. Pick up the white sheet.
And we are back at Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Happy July 9th. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. And the show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center on Silver Creek in Bullhead City. We're visiting this afternoon with Kyle Colby and his mom, Kim, who went to Washington, D.C., courtesy of MEC. So you're going to be a senior in a couple weeks?
Yes.
Yeah. So will you be preaching to juniors? Hey, make sure you do this essay thing. Make sure you check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I was there. They definitely, like, encouraged us to kind of just, like, nag at the juniors and whatnot to just do it no matter what. Even if they don't win, just at least try. You know,
well, I think maybe Mr. Lipinski ought to force an assembly with the juniors and have, there was five of you from Mojave?
Yes.
The five of you put on a presentation with some, you know, PowerPoint, some slideshows of some of your pictures and whatnot.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll push that. Between Lawrence and Lipinski, we'll make it happen.
All right.
Yeah, that's easy. That's easy to do. That's not a problem. So, now, do you have a younger brother?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I'm the youngest.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
All right, so you don't have anybody to say, hey, get ready for this.
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah. So, out of everything that you did there, you think that the night tour and the Jefferson was the best, or?
Nah, I didn't really like the night tours, just because, like, it was good just being there and whatnot, and I feel like being at night definitely enhanced the experience in some way, but I would prefer to be there at the morning or the day, just so I could get, like, some proper lighting, I guess.
Did you go up to the top of Washington?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, how come?
Just a mixture of time and, like, the museums taking priority, in a sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, 6 hours of free time walking around the mall seems a lot, But
it's
like,
not.
It's not. Walking takes a long time.
It does.
Especially when you're going all the way to the top.
Yep.
And then being like, okay, this is cool for like 5 minutes, and then going all the way back down.
And then there's lines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot
Did
of
you
lines.
Go through the Bureau of Engraving?
I don't think so.
Where they make the money?
No.
No?
No.
But you went through the Holocaust.
I did.
Which is right next door.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. It was definitely an experience, because like, I know a lot about World War II as it is. But I don't know a lot about the Holocaust, per se. And it was definitely interesting, because, like, at the beginning, I was like, okay, like, Hitler's rise to power, I know about that and whatnot. Then it got to, like, all the, like, nitty-gritty details of the Holocaust and how,
right.
like, all these pictures. And I walked through, like, this train car where they, like, transported Jews and, like, political prisoners and whatnot to the camps. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And then the little walls when you have to look over to see stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an emotional tour.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. So, did you make it up to the theater where Lincoln was shot?
No, but I ate at a restaurant next door. But the line there was just insane.
A restaurant down the street's called Hard Rock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I ate at, like, it was, like, some weird, like, really cheesy restaurant where it was, like, Lincoln Memorial Cafe or something. It was like the restaurant next door Lincoln got shot. Please come eat here, please.
Well, you know, every business has got to capitalize on the
yeah.
capital somehow, you know. So, yeah they're going to try that. So, the trip was good. You'd recommend it for somebody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, in your hotel room, you have roommates? How many were you stuck in a room?
We had either one or two roommates. And depending on which, we either got one or two normal beds and, like, this one, like, cot thing. And luckily, I'm like, 6'3".
I know.
And my other roommate was, like, 6'5". And we had this one roommate who was, like, 5'8". So it was like, we know who's going to get the cot. Because the cot was not big at all.
Right.
Like, I was almost, like, my feet were almost hanging out of, like, the actual bed sometimes.
Yeah.
So he was nice enough to be like, okay, I'll take the cot. But
now, is your dad tall?
Yeah, he's like 6'1".
My dad is.
Oh, your
oh, yeah,
dad,
his
my
dad is
6'4".
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because you're not tall.
No, he gets it from my dad.
When did you pass your mom? Third grade?
close enough, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We need to take one more break. What else? Anything else you want to say or plug about the trip?
I saw Donald Trump.
You did?
Yeah.
Did he recognize you?
He did not.
He didn't?
I recognized him, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And where was he?
From the Holocaust Museum, driving by at, like, probably not the speed limit, but he's the president, so.
That's right. Who's going to write him a ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a bonus.
Yeah, definitely.
Because most people, when they go, they don't get to see the president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you toured the Capitol. Did you tour the White House?
No, I did
no.
not. Took
yeah.
a picture in front of it, but not actually tour it, though.
Yeah. So now you're going to be able to take your kids someday?
I mean, maybe. I feel like it. Yeah.
Because my son and I are getting ready. We're working on getting my grandson there in a couple of years.
Mm.
So when he gets to the age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He turns 13 in November.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's got a couple of years to go.
Yeah.
So. All right, Kyle. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
You want to thank MEC or anything?
I'd like to thank MEC, for particularly our chaperone, Terry. He was an amazing person. He stayed an extra day in D.C. because the plane was booked, but he got $1,000 for it.
Oh, well.
But he also went to a ball game immediately after and caught a baseball. So it was just like a really
good
day.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really good day.
It was a great day for Terry.
Yeah. He got to stay in D.C. an extra day and got $1,000 and caught a baseball. So
that's all good.
Yeah.
That's probably $1,000 in airfare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just hand him $1,000.
Right. I mean, it was still good, though.
Yeah, he'd still be there if he could get that deal. So, well, Kyle, thank you so much for coming in. Mm-hmm. And Kim, you said
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you. Yeah.
I know. I know your mom because we're busy people around town together.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. You bet. You bet.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Gene Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
When you support a locally owned pharmacy, you're contributing to the growth of the community. The dollars you spend stay right here. Health Mart pharmacies, like the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu, are locally owned pharmacies. Tony Liska of the Apothecary Shop has a personal commitment to his community. Also, they are now stocking a full line of CBD products. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned and hometown proud. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital, Lake Havasu. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we are back. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host each day. And, of course, the program every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City. And, by the way, our phone line, you know, is always 702-298-1063. And you can give us a call anytime you like. And now we have in the studio Tina from the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
I'm doing so well. How are you?
Good. And you're here because the chamber is a part of this huge, huge family fun festival.
We are. So the Anderson Auto Group are the main hosts.
Right.
And then the chamber, as well as the field house, we are their major sponsors.
Right. So what? Jessica couldn't be here today, so that's why she's not here, unless she's getting ready for tomorrow. But so Jessica comes up with this idea and then just calls you and said, do you want to be a part of it?
Yeah, well, we kind of had talked back and forth because I was actually trying to get her to be a title sponsor for another event that we're doing.
Uh-huh.
And so she kind of bounced a couple ideas off my head, and it all stemmed from a Facebook post about some lady saying, like, that the field house and the school district and Bullhead in general doesn't do anything for the kids or the dogs, and unfortunately we can't do anything for the dogs because it's turf. But
well, we have two dog parks in our town.
I was like, I don't know if you realize, but I guess because they're not air-conditioned, it's not worth her time.
Well, and they're not air-conditioned because that's, you know, crazy.
But I helped build the first one with Lori and Ron Fonzie.
Yeah.
And so, and it's down in Rotary Park where early in the morning it's cool. And if you're not a morning person, well, your dog suffers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so when it comes to Bullhead City, and that's not fair for someone to say there's nothing for kids and dogs because...
I don't know if they realize about the beautiful splash pad that we have.
Yeah.
Or even the pool. Or even on top of that, we have, and people, I think, seem to forget about this, but we have the park in Mojave Valley as well that I know that Medi had participated in building.
Exactly. And there's a ton of stuff to do. And, you know, that's why our club puts on the Kiwanis Kids Expo so you can find out what there is to do. Because, and the city's going to be doing, and I don't have a schedule for it, unfortunately, but they do, like, during the summer, they do movies in the pool.
Yes, I believe that there is one this month, and then they also have the Summer Bash.
Right, the and Summer then, Bash is coming up on the, I got it posted here, July 20th.
Yeah, and then even upstairs, they do movies for free during the summer. And it's one of those things where, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And if you don't use your resources around you, you're not going to know about it.
Yep.
So Jessica came up with this idea that at first it was supposed to be 200-300 people tops. We were like, let's just hope it has a good turnout.
Really?
And yes. And and hopefully next year we could make it bigger.
Bigger?
And then we kind of kept going and the wheels kept turning and turning. And I reached out to a couple people I knew and she reached out to the people she knew. And then we got with Jolene and Ed from the field house and the dates got approved. And then people just, the community poured out to us. I mean, from the DJ to the bounce houses to the face painter. I mean, everybody put their time and effort in making this as great as possible for the kids.
So it starts tomorrow at 2.
It does.
Until 8. Give us an idea of what all is going to go on.
So the first 300 people that are, first 300 kids that are there, they're going to receive a free swag bag.
And it's
going to have a shirt with all of our sponsors on it. And those are all donated by Anderson Auto Group. And then it has a bunch of the Anderson Auto Group swag. And then they come in, and they'll be face painters. We have races going in intervals of every 30 minutes.
What kind of races?
We're going to do a three-legged race, and then I believe a barrel race, and then one other one that Jessica hasn't told me about yet. It's a surprise.
You mean a wheelbarrow race where you hold the legs?
Yeah, like hold the legs and stuff. Yeah. And then so we have prizes for all the winners. And then we have bounce houses. They have a reptile zoo that's going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I believe that it's actually like a petting zoo. So it's not like you just stand there and stare at them. You get to actually like interact with the animals. Yeah, that's what I'm most excited about. And then they're going to have both the soccer court set up as well as the soccer field and football field. And then we'll also have like yard Yahtzee. We'll have like the giant trash bags to play cup pong.
Oh, okay.
And we'll have cornhole and just a bunch of cool stuff. And, I mean, Jessica has been putting her heart and soul into this event. And I'm just happy to be able to be a part of it.
And then there's going to be food available.
There is. So they will have all their concessions open. It will be a limited menu. Not that it's going to be like you don't have options, but it's just not the full menu. And they are going to do it at a discounted rate.
Oh, good.
So it's affordable to the families.
Good. And it's $5 for one adult and one kid to get in.
Yep.
That just kind of covers the cost of doing business.
For
example, I know we're doing a remote from there tomorrow. And so there is some cost to that.
Yeah, there is. And we have clubs that are donating their time and stuff. And we want to be able to plan to make, not make money off of it, but be able to make a profit that we could donate straight back into our community.
Right.
So no dollars being kept by us. And I think that that's a lot of worries for people is, okay, they're charging $250 a head. They're going to make so much money if 5,000 people show up, but that's not the case.
They're not going to get 5,000 people. They're going to get 500.
We hope for 5,000, but...
5,000?
Yes. You know how I was thinking to myself, like, this field is not big enough, and they took me down on that field, and I was like, holy Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
This field is tremendously large.
Yeah.
I think that... And you have to remember, though, it's from 2 to 8.
Right.
So we don't expect all 5,000 people at one time. We just...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That might be a little crowded.
Right.
But in the course of 6 hours, we would hope that we at least get 1,000 people, just because we have over, I want to say, like 60 raffle prizes, and that's included in the cost. So it's $5 for an adult and a child. The adult gets a raffle ticket, and then the child gets free entry and unlimited games.
Oh, okay.
So you have to be present to win the raffle prizes. That's, like, the biggest catch, though. But, I mean, we're giving away TVs. We're giving away a laptop. We're giving away... We have tons and tons and tons of raffle baskets from, like, Eagle Motorcycle, Mission Bank. We have Lowe's is donating. Aha Makov Power Service donated. I mean, from all over, from bridge to bridge. And that's where the chamber comes in, and that's our whole motive is bridge to bridge.
Exactly. All right. Well, what else do we need to talk about? It's tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
I know. There's not really any, like I told Jessica, like, we don't really have any room for error or anything else at this point. Everything is set in stone, and if you're not there, you're not there. But I know that it will be amazing, and we're super excited, and we're super excited to have, I know that they're going to have vendors in there as well, up on the upper level.
Right.
And so you'll be able to shop around. It's like a lot of Etsy pop-up shops, and they'll have, I know Horizon Community Bank is going to be there, and they're going to have a spot set up as well. So it's going to be awesome.
All right. So 2 o'clock tomorrow at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse.
Yes.
At the end of the parkway.
Yep.
I think everybody knows where it's at by now.
I would hope. I mean, whether it's the paneling that they notice or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is, you know where it's at. So grab the kids and go tomorrow. And $5 for an adult and a kid to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's food available and a ton of games.
Yes, there is. And they're also going to be doing the dance-off in between two mascots from two local businesses.
Oh, yeah?
So that's, yeah. I'm super excited. I heard that the dentistry that's bringing their tooth, their girl gets down. Their tooth gets down. So
That's amazing, and I wish I'd known, because the guy that just left here was Boomer in the boombox parade.
Oh, my land.
Kyle.
Really?
Yeah. And he would probably wipe them all out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. You meet someone new every day, I guess.
Yeah. See? So now, and Anderson Ford is going to have vehicles out there on display, right?
They are. Yeah. Jessica hasn't told me exactly which vehicles they will have. All I hope is that the Maxima or the Ultima is there, because I love it so much.
Oh, because John thought you wanted the Mustang as a company vehicle.
I really... I talk about a company vehicle all the time, and I think John just thinks I'm a psychopath.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, Tina, we were for the chamber. You know what people would do if we used our dues for that?
Yeah.
But, no, Mark, my boyfriend, he would love the Mustang out there. Oh,
because your company vehicle, I can tell you exactly where to get it. It's like aisle 16 over at Hobby Lobby, and it comes in a little cardboard box, and you got to put it together.
Right, exactly. He's going to be like, you have some Subarus right on your feet, girl.
Yeah,
start walking.
Go. There you go. So... And if they get a company car, I think John would have it before you.
Yeah, I would. I would hope that our president and CEO gets it. Maybe,
exactly.
Maybe like the chair of our executive board, something like that. Like
No. Yeah, the chair doesn't need a car. And the new chair is going to be Mr. Hassett. He doesn't need a car.
I know he has his selection.
He does. So he's got plenty of vehicles to drive.
I know. The other day he showed up in a Tesla, and I was like, "Oh, you lucky dog,
oh,
you!"
Oh yeah.
I'm like, where do you charge that thing? My house? I'm like, okay. Yep. That makes sense.
I know. They're great vehicles, though.
They are. They're beautiful. I seen one the other day, and I was like, oh, why? But, yeah, we're super excited, and we're having Mackenzie Covert and the team down there.
Okay.
They're coming down. They're going to be filming and stuff like that and making reels and interviewing people. And then.
So you could end up on TV4 in a couple days.
I know, and that's what me and John have been doing. Work with TV4, and it's so fun. I love it. I finally got to film with them. I was like, oh, I'm so special.
Oh, gosh. Back in the day, I made a couple training videos at the fire department with TV4 that we used in the classroom to teach kids, and it was good stuff.
Oh, yeah. They do great work.
TV4 is a good partner in the town.
They do, and they genuinely, like, care. Like, when we go in there, and right now they're doing all of our videos for our mixers and to help promote them. And, like, literally, they have the coolest game set up. And I always tell people, like, watch our videos. Oh, my gosh. John fails so bad. And he's like, I don't fail. I'm like, yes, you do. It's okay. Just relax.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're going to be filming. And then I'm going to be emceeing and stuff. And we'll be running around doing lives on the Anderson page and the Chamber page and everything of the sort. It's going to be great. Good. And we have...
Somebody on my phone here is suggesting that John can get a Flintstones car as a company vehicle.
That would probably work.
Yeah.
They'd probably approve that. They'd
they probably would,
And you know, the Flintstone place in Williams is going out of business, so we could probably get one.
Might have one up there that's really cheap.
John would be so angry. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. So, pedal around town?
It'd be hot.
Yes,
your feet would probably stick to the asphalt.
Well, you'd have to wear tennis shoes, you know.
Yeah.
Not like Fred and Barney. They were barefoot.
Yeah, but that was all dirt. They don't have asphalt.
Exactly. And they didn't live in Bullhead City.
Yeah, they lived in bedrock, so I would assume
they were
it's
bedrock,
a
so, yeah. All right, so have we covered everything?
I think so.
And if there's questions tomorrow, they can call Anderson Ford and ask for Jessica. Or they can call you at the chamber?
Yeah, well...
But by noon, you guys are going to probably not be around. You're going to be gone.
We're actually going to be at the field house at 8 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Yes. They can always call me on my cell phone.
Okay.
And I can answer any questions. Also, just a heads up to anybody that's at the event. If anything were to happen at any point in time, Totally Awesome Printing, one of our major sponsors, has donated staff shirts as well as staff hats. And we're all going to be in gray. So at any point in time, just find someone in the gray shirts. They have the logos on the back and stuff, and we'll stand out like a sore thumb, but
yeah.
Just come up to us, whether you're a kid.
Gray?
Yeah.
In case there's an emergency, you look for a gray person?
Yeah, because everybody else, all the little kids are going to be in white and blue, then gray is just like a common, easy color.
Okay.
We were going to do, I said highlighter yellow, like Totally Awesome.
Yeah.
Thing, and they were like, Jessica's like, no, and I'm like, she's like, it has to go with Anderson. I'm like, okay, we'll go for gray then.
All right.
And they're royal blue, so that's a pretty common color. So.
Yeah. All right. So tomorrow, 2 o'clock until 8, at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse.
Yes.
That's a mouthful.
Yep.
I know.
And then,
used to saying that.
Like I said, they can either email me if they have questions at tina@thebullheadchamber.com.
Okay.
They can give our office a call, which is 928-754-4121.
Right.
Or they can call my cell phone. They just call the office, and they'll give my cell phone number to them if they have any questions.
All right. Very good.
Yes.
Should be fun.
I'm super excited. I'm so happy to have everybody there to help.
You have younger brothers or sisters that will be there?
I have actually 7 younger brothers and sisters. Yeah.
7?
Yeah.
I didn't ask you if you had a baseball team. I asked you if you had brother. Yeah.
We're, like, beating out the Brady Bunch. But, no, my daughter's going to be there, and she's going to be with her dad, and he'll have his kids and stuff there, hopefully. And my littles are actually all going to Oregon tomorrow.
Oh, they're going to miss it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my gosh, you're so excited. What's today? And I told them, and my stepmom was just like, that's the day you guys leave. And they were just like, no. But my mom and my grandma will be there. So.
All right. So it'll be fun.
It will be fun. And I hope everybody ends up coming out and enjoying it and enjoying some air-conditioned fun.
That's the best part right there.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of this. Jessica was like, we're going to do this. And it's going to be air-conditioned, and nobody's going to be all hot and sweaty and getting sunburnt.
Fantastic.
Yep.
It'll be fun.
I'm excited.
And we're going to be there broadcasting live. I think we start at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
That's 3. 3 o'clock. And so KNTR will be there.
I'm so excited. We'll have a good time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Chagrou's, the most uncommon restaurant and bar you've got to experience. Give your friends a call and join them at Chagrou's Wednesday nights. What makes Wednesday night Chagrou's night? How about half off any wine on Chagrou's wine list with any dinner entree? Known for their Wine Spectator Award of Excellence year after year, Chagrou's takes pride in their wine collection. Chagrou's, the seat with a view, located on the island next to the London Bridge, open 7 days a week serving lunch and dinner. Chagrou's Restaurant and Bar.
Come taste the wonders.
Are you looking for new and better equipment? Horizon Community Bank provides competitive rates for equipment leasing and loans. This gives business owners the advantage of delivering products and services to clients faster and more effectively. HCB leasing program allows up to 100% financing, low payments, and protection from rising interest rates. Before you decide, talk to the local business experts who are part of your local community. Horizon Community Bank in Havasu, Mojave Valley, Parker, and Quartzsite. Member FDIC.
And we are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. And this is Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host each afternoon. We're on every day from 1 o'clock until, excuse me, from noon until 1 o'clock every Monday through Friday. The program is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City. I had dinner there last night with my wife and my grandson. And my grandson had a cheeseburger and soup. You know, I don't know what kid wants a soup with a cheeseburger, but he's five, so it was okay. And I had the waffle platter, and my wife had a salad, and then we took pie home. You know, you got to do it right when you go to Perkins. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner available at Perkins in Bullhead City. And then we have our sponsor, Mojave Electric Cooperative, where you just heard for a half an hour that they send kids to D.C., and what they do, some of the great things they do in Bullhead City. But at the same point in time, one of the greatest things they do is the Co-op Connection Card that anybody can have. And you can save, like at Perkins, you can save if you want to buy a car. You can save if you want to go to the dentist, if you need a prescription. So stop by on Hancock Road, their offices, and get your Co-op Connection Card. All it'll do is save you money. It doesn't cost you anything. They don't even want your name when you go in and get it. You know, it's that simple. Barron's Pest Solutions, where if you happen to have bugs or spiders around your house, maybe you got scorpions, maybe you saw something you thought might be a termite, or maybe you got a bee's nest somewhere around and you want to beehive, I know. Beehive somewhere before people start texting me. There's no such thing as a bee's nest. A beehive, and you want to have it resolved, you can call Barron's Pest Solutions, and they'll come out and take care of them. Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, where right now you can test drive any car on the lot, of course, but you can also order a brand new Hyundai, and you can pick the color you want, bright color. They had yellow and blue and green when I was up there a couple weeks ago. And then, of course, the interior, if you want leather or if you want cloth and gray, or black or brown, whatever you want. So order your new Hyundai today, and it's under $20,000. That's where they start. You can't beat that. Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino on the second floor. If you need a haircut, if you need it colored, if you need tinting, if you need a pedicure on your little toes or a body wax, go to Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa, second floor, Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino. And Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City up on Silver Creek Road, where you'll find physical therapists, occupational and speech therapy. And those are for people that have had some kind of a medical issue, maybe a stroke or possibly an injury. And then, of course, a skilled nursing facility there, where people are there for 24 hours or they're on an ongoing basis. And so those are our sponsors, and they bring you the show 5 days a week. It's now time for our community calendar, and community calendar is brought to you by me, because I put all this stuff together.
And we start off by reminding you that 99% of this you'll find on our Facebook page, Speak Out 2.0. If you go into Facebook and you just go under search, you can put in Speak Out 2.0 and boom, there we are. Like us and you'll see us all the information there. If you want to put information on this program, you got to email it to me, TuneForce, TUNFORSS, at gmail.com, and that gets it to me. Want to start off by reminding you that Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, the Bullhead City Police Department, the Bullhead City Fire Department, and the City of Bullhead City have teamed up with Don't Wreck Your Weekend. They're trying to prevent injuries and collisions and fatalities on the Colorado River. So they have three messages for you. Stay right, no brakes, and keep your distance. So if you happen to rent or use your own watercraft out there, remember that. Tina brought this up a little bit. We have the Bullhead City has their huge splash bash for 2019 coming up on July 20th. It starts at 3:30 in the afternoon, and they're going to have food and water slides, and entrance to the Bullhead City swimming pool is free, water games, soaking stations, water balloon fights. Oh, yeah, those are always fun. Nighttime movie on the fields, and much more. So put that on your calendar, and did I mention it's all 100% free, including the food. All right, so that is the Splash Bash for Bullhead City coming up on July 20th. So it's 11 days away. So mark that on your calendar. Some of the other things coming up around town is we've already talked about the Family Fun Festival. We have a chamber mixer Thursday night at Los Lagos, and that's for chamber members. If you've never been to one, you need to check it out because they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of enjoyable, and you get to meet other chamber members. And that's at Los Lagos Golf Course out there off of Boundary Cone Road at 5:30 on Thursday. Friday, we have a summer wildland series coming up at the Kingman Library from 6 o'clock until 7 p.m., and that's in Kingman, of course. Friday is also the Boys and Girls Club Festival Margarita Party, and that starts at 6 o'clock. And I believe Thursday, Autumn Boyle Robinson will be here, and she's the CEO and Executive Director of the Boys and Girls Club, or President and CEO, and she'll tell us all about it on Thursday. And then Friday we have a blood drive at the Aquarius. That's from 11 a.m. until 5. And remember, if you give a pint of blood, you get a certificate for a pint of Culver's custard, frozen custard. If you want to make an appointment or you have any questions, 877-258-4825. Saturday, once again, there's a Kingman's Farmer's Market, and that is from 8 until noon, and that's at the Thunder Event Center. And then on Monday, we have a blood drive at the Bullhead City Library from 9 until 1. Tuesday, they have one from at the Elks Lodge from 1 to 5. So a lot of blood drives there for you. There's no such thing as fake blood. They can't make it in a lab. If somebody needs blood, like one of your family members got in a wreck and got their arm cut and they need blood, they need human blood. So please consider going and donating. If it's your first time, let them know they'll treat you with kit gloves. I've given blood over like 12 gallons since I'm living in Bullhead City for 35 years. And so give the gift of life if you would. All right, that's going to can it for me. I'm just about out of here. Tomorrow we're going to have Dr. Ziri here and Gina Colvett. They're doing that leadership program for youth in our community, and they're going to be here to tell you all about it, what's been going on, who's been participating. It's about over as school gets ready to start here in the next few weeks. And tomorrow I will have all the times for all the schools when they're going to start here in I got them for Bullhead and Mojave Valley. I don't have them yet for other areas, but we'll give you those times tomorrow. Everyone have a great day. Sean Hannity is going to be here after the news. And, of course, Paula Boyle will have the weather for you at the top of the hour. He'll let you know it's going to be hot. And I will see you tomorrow right here on KNTR.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.